Tune in tomorrow. Same cat time, same cat channel.
To the Batmobile. This could be the break we've been looking for.
Oh, Catwoman. Catwoman, will you never learn?
So you didn't tell the truth.
You ever hear of a crook who did?
You filthy criminals.
It doesn't pay to court disaster, Robin. She's playing right into our hands. I planned it all this way.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is a special live report. Why is it special, ladies and gentlemen? Why? Well, I'll tell you. I came out with Fireside Chat number 57, which was an amazing thing that showed the patterns of the Jews, how they want to cover up everything, and how that death and lies, they want to bury the truth completely. You have to listen to it a couple times, I would say, before it really sinks in. And I told you that in that message that the truth will always be resurrected. As Jesus died, he is the way, the life, and the truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me." So what I'm saying is, he is the truth. He was killed, and he was resurrected. All truth, even though it's killed, even though it's snuffed out, even though it's buried, even though it's covered in lies, the truth will be resurrected in all cases. Now, with that being said, on this week's Saxon's Creed show, I talked about the possibility of Donald Trump being the abomination of desolation. That's another one you need to hear. It's funny how this is all happening in a sequence that I didn't plan in the first place. Now, I'm going to play this recording of a Jew who they killed, I believe, on if it's true, if they really did kill him. I mean, who knows what's true anymore, you know, as far as the news goes or any of that kind of stuff. But this feller was killed. His name was David Goldberg, and he was supposedly killed on June 9th, that's 6-9. Get it? Now, I'm going to play this recording. In this recording, he tells you that the Jews are alarmed right now because of the magnitude of people that the Goyim are waking up, so to speak, right? In other words, we're doing our job, and it's working. We're winning. And since we are winning, the Jews want to make a countermeasure. Now, you know they've always wanted to kill us and have been killing us, so it's not like they're just decided to kill us, but they want to exterminate as many of us as they can, as many of us that know the truth. Like they wanted to exterminate Yeshua, Jesus Christ, and eventually did. And so they've wanted to exterminate us before we were born. They're exterminating our brothers and sisters on the abortion table and through injections, murder by injection, etc., etc., wars, general assassination. and doxing, etc., etc., etc. The thing is the scriptures tell us who believe in the Father and love the Father that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Do I waste my time fearing this? Nope. Not at all. This fellow talks about black SUVs in front of his house and all this kind of stuff. You see, why does the New World Order for the Jews wear black? Because the priests of Baal wear black. Because the Satanists wear black. Now, listen, I wear black sometimes too. But I'm just saying that, you know, not everybody that wears black is a Satanist or a priest of Baal. But I will tell you that black is the color of death. And that's why the color of these SUVs are black. That's why the helicopters are black. That's why when they do raids on you or they're out in the streets with their gear all on, they're dressed in black. Black helmets, black everything. It's telling you where they're coming from. They are death. A lot of those people that are in those uniforms are our own brothers and sisters who will kill us for the Jew. They absolutely will. They will have no question. They won't think about it for a second. They'll do the will of the Jew. And then they'll be tagged for extermination. They don't understand the Jew. They don't understand the mindset of the Jew. They don't understand that the Jew is not like them. The Jew is not like us at all. They don't have a conscience. But if they did kill this fellow, they killed him on June 9th, 2019. 2 times 9 is 38. 3 and 8 is 11 for the 11 Dukes of Edom. And 69. They do it by the numbers, folks, for sure. So this fellow estimates that a total of 15 million people need to be killed because we're standing in the way of the Jewish world domination. Even Rothschild has said that it seems that there's problems with the New World Order. They're having problems. So, I told you that Donald Trump said that he will exterminate all anti-Jewites. He will destroy them. This fellow talks about Adam Green too. But let's, without further ado, let's get to the recording and then I'll comment after. Do not be fearful. Do not let this put you in any kind of a bondage whatsoever. But listen carefully. And here it goes.
Hello, everyone. This is David Kohlberg again. This is probably going to be one of my most important videos that I've done yet. We're going to discuss a couple of things, new things that have come up. I have received classified documents from my White House insider, and we also have some memos that I've referenced in the past, and I'm going to walk through everything that I've been deciphering and learning from these videos, excuse me, from the documents that I've received. So, we'll get into this. The crux of it, I want to just introduce you right away. What is it all about? This is it. This is what the documents reveal. There are too many people waking up. There are too many Americans, more and more of them, that are suspicious of Israel. More and more Americans aware of Zionism. This has been around for decades and decades. You go back to the 50s, 60s, there's a lot of literature about Zionism, about Judaism. It's not unusual, but the difference is today, more and more people are waking up to it. been a real tipping point. Where you always had maybe about 0.5% of the population that was aware of Zionism, that did not like Jews and whatnot, but they were never part of the mainstream. They were always dismissed as conspiracy theorists. They had no influence. So they were not really a threat. But that has changed. And you know that has changed. Anyone paying attention knows that has changed. We have seen a big change in comment sections on YouTube. Many people making references to Zionism. It has become a part of the nomenclature through the influence of 8chan, 4chan, many, many websites, and ultimately many, many YouTube channels that have been speaking the truth very aggressively for many years, but it has really gotten attention lately. It is somewhat of a cumulative effect, a snowball effect, where more and more people start to wake up to the truth and the facts, and it just expands, and people become more accepting of it, and they start to say, okay, it's okay for me to look at the information. I'm not an anti-Semite for looking at it. And it really starts to click for people. So this has been a big change in the recent past few years. What happened is that Israel, its agents, its propagandists, have been playing very, very, very close attention to this over the past few years. They know this is happening. They are very concerned about it. We are talking about 0.5% of Americans who have some idea of Zionism and they're against it and they understand it. That number, according to these documents, is now about, I saw two numbers. They said 15%. And another one said 7%, but that is a very large number of Americans that have woken up to what's going on with Israel and Zionism and the Israeli lobby and the influence. They're unafraid to hate Israel. That number is very high, and it has them very concerned. This is much of what the classified documents talk about, but we'll get into that more. I wanted to set it up for you so you actually understand what this is really about. What I was given from the White House insider. The main part that you really need to know, though, is they have a plan for all of this. So I'm going to talk about that now. There is discussion within these documents. Years ago, to ban the YouTube channels, to shut it down, all of that. But they changed course. They made a decision to do something completely different. And they decided, instead of censoring everything, to fund and promote gatekeeper channels, shill channels, to simply gather and collect all the open-minded people who are looking at the issue. And they did shut down some of the legitimate channels, and that has actually happened. If you're following some of that, you are aware that there have been channels that have been shut down, almost completely eliminated. Some of those channels were not a part of the original gatekeeper channels. They have no connection. They are truth-telling channels. Some of those they've eliminated that they felt were a threat or that might be calling out the gatekeeper channels. So, I'm just looking through some of the documents here and seeing what I want to talk about next. One really interesting aspect of all this is that the gatekeeper channels and the shill channels, typically these would be disinfo channels. Disinfo channels like Alex Jones, for example, has been a long time disinfo Zionist channel. Very, very active in deflecting people away from Zionism. Alex Jones talks about everything, but he never talks about Israel. So that is an active disinfo channel that's been around forever. What they created with these new Gatekeeper channels is very truthful channels. They're very honest. They don't put out a lot of disinfo. They are actually legitimate. And that is done to give them credibility among these people who are awake, who are waking up. That was very specifically done, the documents to talk about that. Now I'm going to talk about what is the purpose of the whole operation. And the purpose of this is to put out truthful channels, to attract people to them. They call it tag, track, and ID. It is a term used throughout the documents, TTID. It's something you want to remember. This is very common throughout these documents. They're referred to all the time. So what does that tell you? They want to tag, they want to track you, and they want to identify who you are. If you are watching these channels, if you are informed, if you are awake on these issues, they want to tag you, they want to track you, and they want to know exactly who you are. They want to know, and it talks about the tracking people's IP addresses through YouTube. They have access to YouTube. They do know who you are. So this is discussed a lot in the documents I'm just looking through right now. And there are two projects, and it's very important to listen to this. Project Pogo is one of them, and Project Zypher. I will spell that one. Z-Y-P-H-R. Project Pogo and Project Zypher are the two projects that the classified documents are referring to, and each has a different role. Project Pogo is about the YouTube gatekeepers, how they are all agents. They are all paid to put out truthful information so that they can tag, track, and ID the people that are watching the videos and giving them likes and giving them comments. They're tracking all of it. Project Zypher is a different project, and that's what I'll talk about in a bit. That is the second stage here. That is coming up. And that is the extermination. They're going to exterminate these people, whether it is tag them for anti-Semitic speech, charge them with crimes, eliminate them completely, and this is where I'll talk about in the documents where they talk about guillotines, viral attacks, targeted, how they're going to eliminate these people without too much suspicion, without too many people noticing. But here's the problem. As I read the documents, I can see I have documents from 4 years ago, I have documents from 2 years ago, and then I have documents from 3 months ago. So there's a progression in the timeline as the projects change. And Project Zypher has changed. In the beginning, they were talking a lot about, okay, we are going to infect these people with a virus that imitates the flu virus. They're going to eliminate them in various ways that would not be suspicious. In the documents I have now from 3 months ago, they are saying the amount of people they have to eliminate is too large. It is too many. We are talking about millions of Americans. And this is where we see their plans are changing. And they are going to initiate something that is devastating and that is extremely frightening. And based on what I can see in the documents, we're talking about power outages along with a purge. They're going to come in, they're going to take you out of your home, and they're going to put you into a military vehicle or whatever, a van, and drive you away and place you into a camp. It is a very, very big operation that they're planning. It is millions of Americans. They will do it under the cover of night, under the cover of blackness, during one of these planned blackouts. The blackouts are, based on documents I'm just looking at it right now, They have a 3-day blackout. They have a nationwide blackout that lasts 2 days and a lot of localized blackouts. So it is a whole series of blackouts that they're going to do. And of course, it will be blamed on all kinds of things. They might blame it on Iran. I have seen that mentioned in the documents. They've already prepped people for this. There are going to be more blackouts. They're already predictive programming. So we may see more of this as we go on. As far as I can tell from Project Zephyr, they are planning this next year and the year after. They are not done tagging, tracking, and identifying everyone. It looks like they're at about 78%. I looked in the documents, and there were a couple of indications of how far along they feel in the project is. They're like 78% done, but they're not completely done. It does take time to identify a YouTube account and then track it to the email that it was created with and then the IP address and then find out who created it. It does take them a lot of time to do that. It is not instant. It does take a lot of research because a lot of people create a YouTube account with an email address that doesn't give any indication of who they are, an account name that doesn't have their full name on it. They don't use their real pictures. So it is a challenge for them, and that's why the project has been going on for so long. But it is coming to a close. In the next 6 months to a year, it appears it is coming to a close, and that is when Project Zephyr will be initiated. So I have some notes here. I'm going to continue on and talk a little bit more about. Right, they're being tracked, they're being identified. That's the whole point. A lot of people have said, well, why are some of these YouTube channels allowed to exist? Why are they allowed to so openly talk about the truth? And some of you might know Adam Green, No More News, and there are a whole bunch of others, and they're very, very open about Zionism, and they're very honest about it, and they're telling the truth. I mean, they are telling the truth. They're not hiding anything. They're not disinfo. They're not putting disinfo out there. But as far as I know, they are they're all a part of this operation. I can't say specifically if Adam Green is a part of it or not, but I would assume possibly he is. He's probably been guaranteed a lot of money. He's probably been promised a lot of things. He could be a Freemason. He could be a part of their operation. He could be an agent. I don't know, but I have no idea. It is total speculation on my part. I have no idea. All I know is this is part of the operation, what they want to do. His channel would fit into the MO. It is an example I'm giving. He is there to tag, track, and ID. Not him specifically, but the people behind the operation who are doing all the research and all the people who are commenting and viewing and liking. They want to know who they are. They want to know where they live. And they are going to eliminate them at a date in the future. Completely eliminate them. This is going way beyond the idea of passing laws to ban speech, which they're already doing. They've done it in America already, but not very aggressively, and we will see more legislation of that nature. But they want to completely eliminate these people because they do stand in the way of the agenda. There are too many people that are waking up. It is way too many for them to handle. They're starting to have an influence, and they're starting to change the conversation online. It is of grave concern to Israel. Something that the memos that I received, we'll talk a little bit about the memos. The memos are different from the classified documents. The memos are White House internal memos that discuss a wide range of things in terms of Trump's meeting with rabbis, discussions with Netanyahu over the phone. And one of the memos says that Donald Trump will have to declare himself King of Israel publicly. This is part of the process for them. There's no strategic reason for it. It is symbolic for them. Trump is going to declare himself King of Israel at some point. I don't know how, but they're talking about it in these memos over and over again. When he's going to do it, why they want him to do it, which again is symbolic. It has no strategic purpose, apparently. It is part of the process of what of the end game, basically, is what I'm saying. So we'll see if that happens or not. It sounds ridiculous. I can't imagine him actually saying it. But maybe he will do something like that. We will look out for that in the coming months. Based on my reading of the classified documents and the memos, so much of what is going on is planned. They've given people the impression that Trump has brought chaos to politics, but it's actually the opposite. It has been planned. Donald Trump's allegiance is to Israel. He's not only a Jew, he is a Freemason. They have promised him his daughter, the sons, will enjoy very high-level ranking within the world government that they are forming, the capital which will be Jerusalem. So that is why Trump is so dedicated to following the script, while performing the way that he does. It appears to be very authentic to his followers. Everything he's done, talking about the wall to the fake news, was scripted from the beginning around 2014 and 2015. And according to some of the memos I'm reading, he loved it. They introduced all of this to him and he loved it. They told him the plan, you're going to become president, you're going to say this and this and this. He loved it. He's already a little bit of a racist. He's already predisposed to some of this rhetoric. So he loved it. He jumped on board. And they promised him great things, especially for his family, if he were to follow through on these things and simply follow their script. And he does have leeway. He has leeway to say many things that he wants to say. He has a lot of fun doing this. But he does have script writers and there's one of the script writers, I forget his name, he's bald guy, I want to remember his name, it's important to say it, well, he is a big part of this. He writes a lot of the Trump's tweets, he crafts a lot of it. Oh, I cannot remember, I'm going to have to look him up right now. Trump's speech writer. Stephen Miller. Stephen Miller has a big role in all of this. He is a dedicated Zionist. He has a lot to do with a lot of this. If you want to go down the rabbit hole, if you want to find out who's really behind it, Stephen Miller is a big part of it. So that is the whole of it. I want to get this video out. I want people to hear it. I want people to know what's going on. I've had some strange things going on in my house. I've noticed black SUVs, I mentioned it before. They're still there. I still see them every once in a while. The other day, I went out to try to approach one, to confront them, like, what are you doing here? I know you're here. And they drove off. As I could be right when I opened the door, and I look outside, I see them drive off. So I don't know, maybe it was just coincidence that they were leaving and they saw, I don't know, but it seemed like they were very, very prepared to get out of there. So the next time I see them, I'm going to confront them quickly and make sure that they don't have time to get out of there before I have a chance to get down there and at least they see me coming for them. I will try again. But I have seen them mostly at night. I open the window, I look out the window, and that is when I see them mostly. So I want to confront them. I'm tired of the harassment. I know they're watching me. I assume I'm bugged. I assume there's some way to hear what I'm saying, but I don't care anymore. I have been given the documents. I have been tasked with this duty to get the information out. I'm going to do it in any way that I can. I have given my friends copies of all of these. I have stored them in different places. I have a dead man's switch in case something were to happen to me. So I've done my best to prepare because I feel like this is getting very serious. I mean, the documents they show me are terrifying. The plan that they have in place. I would expect they have this plan of gatekeeping and tracking people, but they're going to take it to a new level with Project Zephyr. They're going to take it to a new level. They're going
to exterminate these people. One by one. Through the blackouts. I mean, it says in the class of the documents they're planning to pick them up. They're just going to physically pick them up. They're also going to use all kinds of other means to eliminate them. Not just the high-value targets are going to be picked up. The lower-value targets will be given viruses, targeted viruses, that activate either right away or over time. They don't want it to be too obvious that all of a sudden a whole bunch of Americans get sick. Of course, there will be official stories in the news media. Okay, there's a flu outbreak, which indicates to me this will probably happen in winter. Not this winter, but possibly the winter of 2020, 2021. From what I'm reading from the documents, that is the timeline. It is not specific, but that is where I feel it's going to be. Because they want to do a flu outbreak. And it will make sense in winter, and people won't question it. They have to eliminate a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people, high value of targets. It's going to be so many people that disappear that people will ask questions. So they have their cover stories, and they're getting them ready, and they got them in place. If this were a few hundred thousand people, they could do it, but it is millions and millions of Americans that they want to eliminate. I think it's 15 million. Based on what I'm reading in these documents and some of the numbers they've used, which has not been totally specific about it, but it looks like 15 million. But it could even be more. They want to eliminate them completely. Completely. Because it's becoming a problem. And it had been a problem for a few years, and this is their solution to it. In addition to that, they want the world government. They want all of these plans to move forward. They cannot have opposition. Because the things that are going to happen are going to be very, very radical. You're going to see the dissolution of the United States of America. You're going to see world leaders and the media endorsing something that is so crazy. And that is the dissolution of the United States of America and the endorsement of a world government seated in Israel. A lot of Americans aren't going to accept that, but they have to eliminate the people who are going to call out what's really going on. From my reading of the documents, how they're going to roll all of this out and justify the dissolution of the United States and many other countries as well, it appears their plan is to do all countries at once. He's going to be under the cover of financial collapse. Well, we have to do the world government. We're all going to die because the financial system is broken down. That is something that is talked about in the classified documents. That ultimately will be the cover story after they do the purge and eliminate the dissidents, the people who are woken up to Zionism. There will be a total financial meltdown, and they will say, look, we have to do the world government. We have to come together. We have to create this new currency. We have no choice. The chaos is too serious. It'll be probably 6 months of complete financial chaos. Food shortages, rising crime. Many, many people die. Millions and millions of people will also die from this. And then they will justify it and say, look, we have to do the world government. So, that is what's going on. I'm about done. I'm going to do another video. I have more things coming up. I have a lot more planned because there's more in the documents that I need to discuss. I'll be back with another video soon. Thank you for listening, and I'll do more soon.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You're listening to DavidJamesBoston.com, and this is News Bites. And so, what do I first want to say about what we just heard? Number one, good Jew, bad Jew. Good cop, bad cop. You must realize that the Jews must present themselves on one side, at least, as sane and lovers of the truth when they're really not. This is a game. It always has been a game, and it always will be played like this. So if this is a psyop, and it could very well be, because number one, it doesn't put any fear into me whatsoever. You see, it's the same old thing. The Jews have come out over and over and over again saying how they want to genocide the white race. They don't even have to say it. We've seen and we continually see evidence of the genocide of the white race. Just look at South Africa right now and notice that our military is not going over there to protect our own people, are they? No. They're just letting them die. But, you know, if there was an uprising on the Mexico border, we'd definitely send some troops down there to make sure that the border guards would let these people through, right? It's just an interesting thing to hear all this stuff because we know already what it, if it is true, let's say it is true, why didn't he post the documents? Maybe he did, but I don't know about it, but I don't think so. Why don't we have a copy of these documents so we can see them for ourselves? And if they are true, it is showing that we are winning the game. Because the Jew cannot play and be at this war and play fair. There's no way the Jew can play fair. They never have played fair. They never will play fair. They have no ethics, no code of ethics, no morality to fight fairly or fight a war in a fair, ethical manner. We also see that the Jew who claimed that the German people have war in their blood and in their spirit, we don't see any evidence in that, but we do see evidence that the Jews are trying to start several wars right now, and they are in the middle of many genocides, including the Palestinian people, including the people of South Africa, including the people on our streets, including the children that they're killing on the abortion tables, including the wars and our soldiers and all these things. And now they want to, and they've wanted to for a long time, what they did in Soviet Russia, they plan to do here. With the guillotine this time again. And that's in the Noahide laws. It's already written in. So this is why you're seeing an escalation in these fake gun shootings and all these things that are happening. Because they really want to take away the weapons so that they can expunge us all. They want to kill. They want war, but they don't want to kill themselves. They want to our own people to kill us. They want to start wars. They're trying to start one in Lebanon right now. And they'll start it, and then they'll get our soldiers to go kill these people in Lebanon that didn't do anything to us. And didn't do anything to the Jew. They've been trying to start a war with Russia. They've been trying to start a war with North Korea. They've been trying to start a war in Syria. They weren't successful in it. But they killed a lot of people during the days of sacrifice in April, remember? And they're trying to start a war with Iran continually and have been for years. So these Jews, they just bombed three countries within a week. One of them being Iraq. The Jews don't want Iraq to be successful. They've done everything they can. See, because Iraq wouldn't join up with them and give them a new Israel in the Kurdish region. Just like there's one in Poland, just like there's one in Germany, just like there's some in America. And I had told you that Adam Green was not a white man. And he rose to stardom, so to speak, very quickly out of the blue, out of nowhere, just like a lot of them do. And you know what that means. You know what the last name Green means. Come on, let's be real, will you? Does he have a hooked nose? No, he doesn't. We don't know who his daddy and mommy are, though. And his daddy probably has the hooked nose. And then when this Adam fellow has children, it'll probably return in the next generation, as it always does. However, neither here nor there. The Jews want to kill. They want to shed blood. White blood. They hate the Israelites, which we are. They're pretending that they're Israelites, but they're not. But we are the Israelites. And they want to exterminate us. The problem is this, though. I want to explain something to you. Okay, let's say they exterminate 15 million Americans that are anti-Jew. Okay, so that's done, let's say. Okay, 15 million people gone that are anti-Jew. What do you think happens next? More and more and more people become anti-Jew. Because anytime a Jew... If look at our land, look at any land there is. Before the Jew is there, there's no anti-Jewishism, is there? No. It's when the Jew gets into our land and starts harming the indigenous peoples that anti-Jewishism becomes prevalent. And so the solution to anti-Jewishism in the world is not killing the people that are anti-Jew. The problem will always remain. As long as the Jew remains in your lands, anti-Jewishism will exist and will grow to the point of the pogrom. So you get rid of 15 million people, it's just going to grow very quickly again. Because the truth is being resurrected, ladies and gentlemen. The truth is being resurrected because these people have spawned the whole world down with lies. They've covered everything up with lies, changed history, given false reports, false flags. Everything that they do, it's false, it's lies. You see, the answer to anti-Jewishism is for the Jews to kill themselves. Once there is no more Jew, there'll be no more anti-Jewishism. So the only way to solve this is either for them to move to a place altogether and stay to themselves, or to kill themselves, which I'm all for. Because they have done our country no good. They have done the white nations, the Israelite nations of the world, which are all the Israelite nations, the white nations, are the kingdom of heaven on earth. The establishment, as the Jews call it. And the Jews want to keep saying they have a nation, but they do not have a nation, and they will not have a nation. Now, let me show you something that I wrote today, and it's on my website. I saw on one of these social networks, it says this: rabbis tell us there will be a nation in the world right before Moshiach comes. But there is Amalek all over the world, and because of that, we will have something called Gog and Magog. Even though we can talk a long time just about this final war, blah, blah, blah. Rabbi Eliyahu Kin. Let me address this before I tell you what my retort is. Number one, the first brainwash is this. Rabbis tell us, and they're liars, that there will be a nation in the world right before Moshiach comes. Oh, no. See, they're referring to the nation, the little startup nation of Israel, which isn't a nation. It can't be a nation. It's stolen property. It's not a nation at all. So the rabbis tell us there will be a nation, though, in the world right before Moshiach comes. You see what the brainwash is? No, there will not be a nation. It's not a nation. Period. But listen to this. But there is Amalek all over the world. And because of that, we will have something called Gog and Magog. And the Jews are involved in being Gog and Magog. In other words, they're going to kill Amalek. But who is Amalek? Who are the Jews trying to tell you Amalek is? Why, it's the white people of the world. But I've got the ace in the hand right here. You ready? Here's what my retort is. What this rabbi won't tell you is that Edom is in modern Jewry. This witness from the Jewish Encyclopedia, edition of 1925, volume 5, page 41. Now listen to this carefully. Also, Amalek is in the bloodlines of the Edomites. This is my writing. They are trying to tell you that whites are Amalek. This is another lie. Here's the proof, ladies and gentlemen. If Edom is in modern Jewry, admitted by Jews, so they are the Edomites, not the Israelites. Genesis 36:12 says this. Please pay attention. And Timnah was concubine to Eliphaz, Esau's son. And she bare to Eliphaz Amalek. These were the sons of Ada, Esau's wife. So we see now that through, you know that I wrote at the end of this, Esau race mixed and was absorbed by Edom. So, if Esau was absorbed by Edom, and Esau's son gave birth to Amalek, then we know exactly that Amalek is in the bloodline of the Edomites, and is of the Edomites, not the Israelites, not the white people, but of the Jews. You see the psyop here? So they're trying to play a biblical ploy that they're going to kill off Amalek. And they're stating and insinuating, and I've already seen a Jewess say that we are Amalek. We, the white people, are Amalek. Now, I just proved to you that that's not true. Right? You heard what I said, and you heard what the scripture said. You see, these dirty Jews would never say that they are the Edomites, even though they admitted to it several times. They won't come out and say, oh, we are Edom, because if they're the Edomites, they can't be the Israelites, because the Edomites have always been the enemies of the Israelites. You see how this thing gets confused? Well, I just clarified it for you, and it's very simple. Amalek is of Edom. It's in the bloodline of Edom. And one thing we could do, if you want here, listen to this. Genesis 36:16. Duke Korah, Duke Gatam, and Duke Amalek. These are the dukes that came to Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were sons, the sons of Ada, just like I said. Exodus 17:8. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. Okay, so Amalek is against Israel. But you see what I'm saying right now? The fake Israel over there is not the true Israel. The Edomites gave birth to Amalek. You see? And so the Edomites have always been the enemies of Israel. So how can the Jews be the Edomites and the Israelites? They can't be. It's impossible. Now, Exodus 17:9 says, "And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men, and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand at the top of the hill with the rod of Yahweh in my hand." And Yahweh's name was on that rod, because Moses had pulled it out from the ground. This is where the Excalibur story, the knights pulling the sword out of the stone thing, came from. So Moses is not a Jew. He's a white man. Joshua is not a Jew. He's a white man. Those are Israelites. And they were going out to fight with Amalek, who is of Edom. And Edom is in modern Jewry. Do you dig what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen? Can you see what I'm telling you? It's easy. Exodus 17:11 says, "And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed." Now, what is going to happen to Amalek according to Exodus 17, verse 14? "And Yahweh said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book." I hope you're listening. Ready? "And rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven." That's the Jews. He's going to utterly put out the remembrance of the Jews from under heaven. And this fits with everything that I've been teaching you. And you must realize that Edom, the father himself said, "Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated." Well, Esau is from Edom, and Esau's son had a son named Amalek. You dig what I'm saying? We are Jacob, the white nations, not Jews. The Jews aren't any of the tribes of Israel. Listen to this. Exodus 17:16. "For he said, because Yahweh hath sworn that Yahweh will have war with Amalek from generation to generation." You hear that? Is the father and is the father's offspring, who are the Adamic race, are we having war with the Jews, Amalek, Edomites, from generation to generation? Yes, we are. We're still at war right this very minute. And a matter of fact, they said they're going to wipe us out, and they're calling us Amalek. So in other words, they've given us their identity and stolen our identity. This is as simple as pie, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't see this, you are utterly blind. Pardon my passion. Numbers 13:29. There were people worried when I said the word numbers. Numbers 13:20. 13 and 2 and 9 is 11, or 2 times 9 is 18. Oh my goodness, 666. Numbers 13:29. "The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan." Let me clear it up for you right here. Who lived to the south of the Israelites? Why, it was the Edomites, who are the Amalekites as well, and the Canaanites, and Hittites. Oh, Dave, you're just knocking them dead here. Numbers 14:43 says, "For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and ye shall fall by the sword, because ye are turned away from Yahweh. Therefore, Yahweh will not be with you." Who is he speaking to? Of course, the Israelites. So the Amalekites were fighting against the Amalekites and the Canaanites. These are Jews. We're going to fight against the Israelites. And the father said, "Ye shall fall by the sword, because ye have turned away from let me say, me. Therefore, Yahweh will be not with you, not be with you. Now, I could go on and on about this, but I think you get the message. It's very clear. It's succinct. And so the Jews, the Amalekites, the Edomite Jews, the Canaanite Jews, they want to kill. They want to murder. They want to shed blood. But they don't want to do it themselves. They want our own people to kill our own people, like they did within Germany. We had our own people go kill our own racial brethren. And they sat back and laughed and profited and got a big kick out of it while our race kicked itself out of existence. And this is what they want to do here. They want to have the police and the military come and take your guns away and have shootouts between all of us and kill each other off while the Jew sits back in the counting houses rubbing his hands laughing, saying, now we've got them spilling each other's blood again, and then when they're done with this, we'll spill a whole bunch more blood in America. You don't understand. If you don't know what's going on, if you don't understand what I've told you in this message and what this fellow is saying, whether it's real or not, I can't say, but I guarantee the Jews want to kill us. I promise you that. They're very, very worried because the truth is being resurrected. And there's nothing that can stop this resurrection any more than the Jews of the days of Yeshua could stop his resurrection. They're worried, and they should be worried. So I told you what the solution to anti-Jewishism is. You kill off 15 million Americans that are anti-Jewish, you think that's going to stop anti-Jewishism? The only way to get rid of anti-Jewishism is to get rid of the Jews, because anti-Jewishism is a product of the Jews. It's produced by the Jews. It's not in a land inherently. It's not just there. It is produced when the Jews come into your land. See, you're supposed to just shut up and like what they do when they rip you off and they kill your children and get in your government and everything else. But no, we're not going to shut up when they steal your rights and they try to steal your property and your money and everything else. They want you to just shut up, sit back, and take it. Well, we're not going to. So kill us. Let's see you kill us, Jews. I guarantee, you see, you don't realize that 9/11 backfired in your face. And there's no stopping that now either. The truth is resurrected. The truth has been resurrected about 9/11. The truth has been resurrected about the Jews. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. Nothing. Come on, kill us. Let's see you come kill us. There's nothing in this world worth anything to us. You have everything to lose. We have nothing to lose. Nobody wants to live in a Jewish-run hellhole like this. So come get us, you filthy, dirty Jews. May Yahweh destroy you exponentially. May you be laden down with fear in the mighty name of Yahweh. This has been a Newsbite special report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.